So welcome to Neurotransmitter, a podcast series where we explore the complex but fascinating subject of migraines. I'm your host, Dr. Claude Garceau, an internist at the Quebec Heart and Lung Institute in Quebec City, and really a health enthusiast. Today, I'm pleased to talk about what's new in the treatment of acute migraine. And my guest is Dr. Jaislyn Duval. She's a board-certified neurologist and fellowship-trained headache specialist working in Tulsa, Oklahoma. So thank you, Dr. Duval, for joining us.
Hi, everyone. Thank you, Dr. Garceau, for having me.
Dr. Duval, you practice in the United States, and the reason I bring that up is because there are some exciting advancements happening in the acute treatment of migraine. And being in the US, you already have some experience with these advancements. So please, why don't you give us a general overview of what's new and exciting in the treatment of acute migraine?
Of course. Well, the gepants are our newest class of acute migraine medications, and they've really made a big impact on the acute treatment of migraine in my practice. Gepants, like the CGRP monoclonal antibodies, which your audience is likely familiar with since their launch in 2018, antagonize the neuropeptide CGRP, which is important in the pathophysiology of migraine. By definition, gepants are small molecule CGRP receptor antagonists. And in the U.S., different medications are approved for migraine as either an acute treatment, a preventive treatment, or both.
Well, it's very interesting. Can you introduce us with these molecules? What are the names of these different gepants? We call them gepants. And what are they indicated for?
There are currently four gepants that are FDA approved in the U.S. for migraine treatment. Eurogepant was the first to gain FDA approval, and it is approved for the acute treatment of migraine in 50 or 100 milligram doses with an optional second dose and a maximum daily dose of 200 milligrams. Remigepant is available for both acute and preventive treatment for episodic migraine as a 75 milligram orally disintegrating pill. And taken acutely, 75 milligrams once daily is the maximum daily dose, and it is prescribed preventively as a 75 milligram every other day dose. Atogepant is approved for the preventive treatment of episodic migraine, available in 10, 30, and 60 milligram doses, and it's taken once daily. And lastly, zavegepant just gained FDA approval this month as the first intranasal gepant approved for the acute treatment of migraine, dosed as 10 milligrams once daily as needed. It's not yet commercially available in the U.S., so I do not actually have clinical experience with this medication.
It's a lot of new names, but I would mention to the audience that there are only two gepants that are currently available in Canada: Eurogepant for acute treatment and Atogepant for migraine prevention. But we will get into gepants for migraine prevention a little bit later in our next episode. But for now, please share why we need some more options for acute migraine when we already have the triptans. Where do the gepants fit in the treatment landscape?
Well, epidemiology studies have consistently showed that we have numerous unmet treatment needs for the acute treatment of migraine. In fact, an estimated two-thirds of patients delay or avoid taking their acute prescription medication. The first issue is really tolerability. Although a medication may work, side effects may prohibit or delay their use, so patients will avoid using them. Gepants are generally much better tolerated than the triptans, with nausea and somnolence seen at 1 to 3% of patients. So I like to share with my patients what I call the work squared equation. We need a medication that works or is efficacious, but we also need a medication that you can take while at work. So tolerability is equally as important. But we also have concern for moderate or severe disability that continues. So for many of our patients, their acute medications may not be doing the job, and patients may end up in the ER or urgent care. We also have an issue with medication overuse headache when triptans or other analgesics are overutilized. Gepants do not have the same association. And in fact, one-year studies have shown that just by taking these medications on an as-needed basis, there was a reduced need for acute treatment. So hopefully gone are the days of telling our patients that we want them to treat early, but not too often. And finally, are those patients that have contraindications to triptan. So recall that those with uncontrolled high blood pressure, coronary artery disease, prior stroke, peripheral arterial disease are unable to utilize triptan medications. But because gepants do not cause vasoconstriction like the triptans, they're not contraindicated in this population.
Well, it's very interesting. Thank you for these new facts. There's obviously a lot of learn about to learn about the GEPANs, but we cannot go into detail about the clinical trial data for all these new molecules in the span of this short podcast. But perhaps you could share some key nuggets for our audience about data. What resonated in terms of data with primary care physicians in the US so they felt comfortable to trying out GEPANs for acute migraine management?
Well, with the GEPANs becoming available, there are really more options for individualized treatment and management. Overall, the data suggests that while GEPANs are similar to other agents in terms of efficacy, they're associated with superior safety and tolerability profile, which may be an advantage. Additionally, GEPANs are safe for patients with cardiovascular risk factors, although it should be pointed out that data is not available on combination therapy with triptans and GEPANs. I do want to point out that you should avoid the use of GEPANs in end-stage liver disease and pregnancy, and use with caution in those with end-stage renal disease and women who are lactating. Because these medications are metabolized through the liver, you want to check for CYP3A4 drug interactions.
Can you speak now to the use of the 50 milligram versus 1 milligram dosing in the acute management of migraine? Why would you choose one dosage versus the other one?
Yes, so with the Brogepan, 50 and 100 milligram doses are available with a maximum daily dose of 200 milligrams. And in patients with mild to moderate CYP3A4 inhibitors being taken, you would want to utilize the 50 milligram dosage. However, other patients could start on either the 50 or 100 milligram dose. I tend to start at 50 milligrams because I've seen it efficacious in so many patients, and in my training, I was taught to use the lowest efficacious dose. But in those patients who have not responded or perhaps responded incompletely to the 50 milligram dose, or in those patients who are consistently needing a second dose at 2 hours, I go ahead and increase to the 100 milligram dose. I also encourage patients to reach for that second dose if the migraine has not completely stopped, as the ACHIEVE trial showed that over 50% of these patients will experience complete pain freedom following the second dose.
Well, Health Canada approved Brogepan for acute treatment of migraine in November. And it has been only become available in pharmacy only in the last few weeks. For now, I would encourage our audience to read up some more about all these GEPANs. If this treatment class is completely new to you, it's spelled GEPANs, G-E-P-E-N-T-S. And you should be able to find lots of information wherever you search for medical literature. So thank you again, Dr. Duval, for joining us. I'm Dr. Claude Garceau. I look forward to talking some more about migraine prevention in our next episode.